What would I say?
Oh, that's all right.
Well, I guess I'd say vegetable garden instead of vegetable patch.
That's interesting. You know, these vases up here are just beautiful. Do you call those vases? Those things on the end of the mantelpiece?
Uh-huh.
Those are really beautiful. What are they made of?
Oh, they're china, I imagine.
Oh, they are?
They're English vases. There's a mark somewhere, they're English. You see, in the back, especially one, look, the top has been broken off. The back, you see, because you can't tell the difference. They belong to a great aunt of mine.
They're very beautiful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Great aunt of mine. Mm-hmm. And that's Venetian. That vase there, pictures of Venetian glass. Ha, ha, ha. She comes in here and she just does everything. And then I sit back and don't do a thing till if anybody is coming, I take the dust rag and just... would you like to have a cup of coffee?
I don't care for one. Would you like one? I'll turn this off if you'd like to get one for yourself. If you'd like, that's fine.
Well, if you'd want, if you...
I don't care for anything. Right?
All right, well, that's just...
No, certainly. Fun. Would you...
No. I hardly, very seldom drink. Well,
you talked yesterday about a wooden bucket.
About what?
You said you had a wooden bucket and it kept everything so cool, the milk cool, or the water cool, it was.
How do you remember all that?
I listened to the tapes. But I remember that because you're an interesting person to talk to. And I wanted you to tell me some more about the bucket.
Well, that's that my grandmother's. It was a wooden bucket in Brownsville on her back porch. There was a wooden, you can buy the a bucket about this big, round, and it had brass, you know, to hold it together.
What'd you call it? Would it be a hoop?
A hoop. Uh-huh. And there was a dipper, and everybody just dipped in the water and drank out of the dipper.
Did they ever use something made of tin, maybe?
Tin?
Like that.
Oh, we had tin. I have a tin cake pan belonged to my mother. And now a bundt pan. You buy, make a cake, and you buy this bundt pan, and you put the cake, and it comes all kind of curly key. Well, I have one that's rusted out there. And, I got a cup in the bathroom there. I died laughing. I threatened it. I don't know how long ago I bought that in South here, because when I bathe, I don't have a shower, and I love to pour hot water over me. And that old thing, that old enamel cup in there, I bought that in South here so long ago. And I don't know whether they make enamel cups or not, but I bought that and I still have it.
Is that the kind of container you would carry milk in?
What?
You said you had big open vessels that keep milk in.
Well, they were, you know, if I remember, they were tin. And think to me, they were this big around.
Was that a pail or?
And about so deep. They were a pan.
A pan, about
this big around.
2 feet wide.
Uh-huh. And about so deep. You know, it's the one I can remember so much because those are things that I'm talking about during my mother's lifetime.
What did they milk in? You said you saw the man milk. Do you know what he had to collect the milk in?
What, a bucket?
Or would it be wood?
A what?
Would that be wooden too?
No. The only time I saw a wooden bucket was to drink water out of.
So that would be that'd be tin buckets.
Yeah, that would be. But I don't think it would be. I think they had zinc then. What did they make buckets out of? Zinc.
Zinc.
Something like
steel
that.
Steel or something.
Uh-huh. Seemed to me they were like that.